We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Future of Workforce Learning and Development with your host, Pamela Robinson. International organizations, government agencies, and communities are addressing the challenges of developing a highly skilled, productive workforce to support positive economic and social impact. By staying on the cutting edge, you and your business stay ahead. Now, here is your host, Pamela Robinson.
Welcome to the show. This is Pamela Robinson, and thank you all for joining. I'm so excited today. We're going to be talking this week about promoting STEM career options for girls. And I want to remind the listeners that the premise of the show is about redefining success and making sure that we're generating economic success as well as having and making a social impact. And with us, we have two wonderful ladies. We have Linda Kakelis from TechBridge Girls and Janet Auer from Chevron. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks so much for having us today.
Oh, I'm so glad you're on the show. I'm so excited about that, to hear from your perspective and also to have the listeners hear about your partnership. So, Linda, why don't you introduce yourself first and tell us a little bit about TechBridge Girls.
Sure. I'm the executive director of TechBridge, and I thought when I was 10 years old that I was going to grow up and either be a mother or a teacher, because those were the roles that I saw that women had in my life, and it never crossed my mind that I could grow up and be an engineer the way my brother did. Yet when I was little, I loved building things, and I used to build with my brother's Erector set and made furniture for my Barbie dolls. But when I put away my Barbie dolls, I put away the Erector set and any notion of continuing a career in building. So I wanted to be able to help support girls in my community to imagine bigger dreams and break down gender stereotypes about what they could do in their futures. I'll tell you a little bit about TechBridge. We're a nonprofit based in Oakland, California, that empowers girls in our community to realize their dreams through science, technology, and engineering. We support after-school and summer programs for girls where they get to tinker and take things apart and figure out how things work and also imagine careers in science, technology, and engineering.
That is absolutely wonderful. What age groups do you focus on?
We work with girls from fifth grade in elementary school through high school and realize that even girls that are in fifth grade are starting to imagine what they might do when they grow up and still have a lot of interest and curiosity around science and technology. So we wanted to capitalize on that interest in girls and maintain it when they go into middle school, when some girls start to have a decline in confidence and start to question what they can be based on gender stereotypes. We work with girls and try to keep them in the program long term, so they make at least a one-year commitment, and we've had some girls stay in the program 2 or 3 or even 6 years and really grow up into young women being part of TechBridge.
That is absolutely wonderful. I want to hear a lot more about this, but before we do that, I want to bring in Janet Auer from Chevron, and I definitely want to hear about the partnership that you have with TechBridge. But Janice, tell us what your role is at Chevron.
Hi. My role at Chevron is I work in our policy, government, and public affairs organization and oversee our social investments, which are our community investments, in communities where we operate. I mostly focus on the immediate San Francisco Bay Area, where TechBridge operates, but also work on some California and some national initiatives as well. So our partnership with TechBridge began probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and we fund their program in Oakland. We've expanded it to other cities, and but beyond the funding, we work with TechBridge to provide role models. We provide on-site field trips for the girls to come and see what somebody in an engineering career does, for example, or what does a geologist do, or even an information technology professional in the corporate world, what do they do? So they come on site and have a full day of hands-on activities, and they're able to interact with women, and we have men, to see how it translates to a career. We do a whole bunch of other things with TechBridge, related and non-related to their program. We look for other opportunities to provide TechBridge exposure through other partnerships that we have so that they can get their organization in front of a diverse audience. We do role model training every year with our internal employees using TechBridge to facilitate that, and always looking to refine what we're doing internally. And we co-present at many conferences with TechBridge and support family activities and a variety of things.
That is absolutely wonderful. I'm glad you provided that level of insight into the partnership. And Linda, I want to ask you, with, you know, Chevron as your partner, how has that really helped the program over the years?
Partnership with Chevron has really been critical for us to be able to achieve our goals. We, you know, when we talked with girls in our community when we first started TechBridge 13 years ago, we wanted to find out what they wanted and needed. And, you know, they talked about wanting to have a chance to do hands-on projects and do things that their brothers often got to do at home but that they weren't getting to do. And they also talked about wanting to be able to meet role models and hear about what kind of careers were possible for them. So in our after-school programs, we came up with lots of really fun, exciting hands-on projects like taking apart lawnmower engines to learn how they work or learning how to solder and making a solar nightlight. And the girls told us that they love these projects, but they also told us that they thought of them as a hobby. So it was something that was fun to do and something very different from the school day, but they didn't make a connection to careers. So we realized at that point it was really important for us to be able to bring in role models to our after-school programs and to also take our girls out into the community so that they could see technology and engineering in action and meet role models. So about 10 years ago, we started to do that, and we quickly realized that a role model might have a great job and want to get before our girls but not know how to interact with a group of middle school girls and not know how to talk about work in a way that would really connect with girls. So we started to develop training and resources to help role models be successful. And Chevron's been a great partner because right from the start, they were very receptive to really being a partner with us and, you know, listening to what we had learned about what makes for a successful field trip or what makes a role model be successful. And so at the start of each school year, we get together with Chevron. We do a training. Some of Chevron's employees come year after year to the training and can share their lessons learned. And then there's also new volunteers coming from Chevron who are really excited about wanting to learn how to be a role model and be part of a field trip or come to our after-school programs. So what these role models do is talk a little bit about what they do at work, so it helps our girls know what careers are out there, but also connect with the girls at a personal and social way. So it helps dispel those stereotypes. A lot of our girls, if you ask them to draw a picture of an engineer, draw something really stereotyped, somebody that's like got wild hair and works by themselves and is kind of nerdy and definitely not something you'd want to aspire to. But by meeting the role models at Chevron, they realize like, oh, these are really interesting people that have got hobbies and pets and families and friends and do fun things inside and outside of work. And suddenly the girls say like, oh, these are careers that I really, you know, would like to do. And these are role models that were like somebody like, you know, somebody like me.
That is really interesting that letting them see the holistic approach of the whole life,
right,
not just the career, is what's triggering their interest even more.
Right. And, you know, you might not think about that in advance. You think like, oh, I really want to talk about my career because that's what I'm trying to convey to the girls is, you know, about this career exploration. But, you know, it's important to think about, you know, that you want to be a whole person and really connect with the girls and also really talk passionately and gush about yourself and your work. Because we know that some role models will kind of hold back and, you know, be a bit formal and have a presentation ready to deliver. So what we found is that, you know, what really resonates with the girls is somebody that just loves what they do and can communicate that to our girls.
That's absolutely wonderful. One thing I wanted to ask, too, Linda, was when you change the approach from the learning aspect,
mm-hmm.
How did you see the behavior or the language of the girls once you kind of tied it into this could actually be a career outside of the projects that you're doing?
What we found out was that they really appreciated it because what they told us was that even when they were young, they were wondering about what career they might have and felt that their parents were saying things like, oh, I'll support you whatever you want to be. And while the girls appreciated that, they felt that they wanted more concrete guidance about what careers are or how they might get to those careers. So as a result of this, they're asking a lot more questions about, like, what do they need to study? What are things that they should do in the summer? So they're much more curious and much more active in terms of doing things and taking control of their learning to start to pursue studies in a career path around science or engineering.
That's absolutely wonderful. Awesome.
And if I can just add something, most
sure.
students only know, or most kids, most people only know what they know. They know what their parents do. They know what their friends' parents do. They know what their community does. But not many girls in particular know in an industry like Chevron, what does a geologist do? What even is a geologist? What does a petroleum engineer do? So through these types of partnerships, same thing with, you know, information technology. It's not just computer, fixing a computer. These partnerships open the girls' minds to what else is out there so that they can even begin to think, is that something I'd be interested in doing? And so in addition to the rigor of their coursework, it opens their eyes as to what is even available as a career.
That's wonderful, Janet. I want to delve into that a little bit more and see how the approach from Chevron has really translated into the girls' interest and, you know, how they're looking at different choices from even going to school and looking at different companies to even pursue, even though they're at a very young age. We'll be right back from break, and we'll continue this conversation.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you have professionals waiting to get a seat in a required acquisition course? Why not bring DWIA certification courses to your local community? Financial Voyages LLC is partnered with the Department of Defense's Corporate University, Defense Acquisition University, DAU, as a certified equivalent provider offering DWIA certification courses. Call us at 770-379-0950 to discuss the benefits of becoming a local host organization for DWIA certification courses by Financial Voyages LLC, or go to www.teamfv.com.
Wealth Solutions for the 99% is a weekly talk show focused on helping you develop and execute a game plan to build wealth. Your host, Paul LaJoy, who built a $50 million plus company in less than 5 years, believes it's impossible to be poor in America, and he'll show you why with his innovative strategies. The show is upbeat, fun, and informative. Tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
How do you feel about the future? Tune in each week for Visionary Leader Extraordinary Life with host Kate Ebner. You can be a great leader by learning from the inspiring stories of amazing visionaries who are shaping our future. Everyone deserves to create their own vision, and Kate and her guests will share the tools that you need to make it happen. Make a weekly visit to the Voice America Business Channel for Visionary Leader Extraordinary Life every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Be inspired. Become inspiring.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to The Future of Workforce Learning and Development. To reach Pamela Robinson or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to fvradio@teamfv.com. Now, back to the future of workforce learning and development.
If you're just joining us, we are talking about promoting STEM career options for girls. And today we have with us Linda Kakelis and Janet Auer from Chevron. And before we went to break, Janet, we were talking about the business side of this and the partnership that you have with TechBridge. One of the questions that I have is, from the business perspective, you know, the careers that the girls are looking at and possibly pursuing, these are tough careers. I mean, you really have to have that science background, and they're starting to get some of those skills. But how do you make sure that they stay engaged or continue through that type of career path?
Right. So we do. We work with a variety of nonprofits and school districts and community organizations to really try to provide students with a holistic approach. Because as I was talking about before, students still need the strong academic background in addition to the interest piece of it. So we provide several different programs to local schools. One is Project Lead the Way. It's an engineering in-school program that gives them they understand what an engineer does, and they have to have the math and science skills to be able to succeed in that program. So in cases where the students may not have those skills, we provide after-school math help to get the students up to speed. And then to continue the learning, we do work with organizations like TechBridge in an environment that's typically after school or in the summertime, where they can really explore and dig deeper into the careers associated, not just the academic piece of it. And we do all of this because I think everybody that works in the education or the business industry knows that we have a projected shortage of future STEM workers. And we focus specifically on programs like TechBridge for young girls because we know that in communities where we operate, when the community is educated, then it prospers and it's a healthy community. And when girls are educated, that leads them to a lot better future for themselves as well as their family. So we look at it from a business side and a social side. The social side, again, is the communities ensuring that students have access to these types of programs and these types of learning. And then from the business side, about competitiveness, our U.S. Competitiveness with the types of careers that are in the future and the projected shortage of workers. And clearly we all need a diverse workforce so that we are able to holistically solve problems from different perspectives.
That is so on point. And I'm so glad that you brought that up about balancing that social impact piece, because a lot of things that you all are doing is not your core business, but it sounds like you're becoming the solution to some of the issues that many companies are facing.
Right. Clearly our core business is petroleum and energy industry, but these problems are very large issues. In where I'm located in California, and it's an economic issue going forward in California, but it also is a U.S. competitiveness issue. The President's Council of Advisors in Science and Technology released a report a few years ago that talks about STEM education is it's going to drive economic competitiveness as to whether the U.S. stays a competitive nation. Because as the globalization of this world, as we've all seen, those of us that are older, it's no longer just U.S. competing for U.S. jobs. This is a global problem, and we need to ensure that the U.S. remains competitive with patents and technology. So it's much larger than any one company's or any one state's issue.
That is wonderful, and we applaud you all for taking that role and really contributing back to the community. Linda, what I want to ask you is, where do you see this going, given what Janet was just talking about, of really driving the future of the workforce, the learning piece, and the economic development side? Where are you all taking TechBridge? Like, what's the next chapter? What's the path for it?
We're definitely looking at, you know, what are the cutting-edge subjects or questions that need to be addressed, you know, to help all of us, and are looking to develop curriculum and projects and connections for our girls to start to learn about those areas and work on projects that address them. So, you know, we were really fortunate this summer with funding from Chevron to have a summer academy for our middle school girls called Girls Go Global, where they looked at problems that were around energy and resources that girls around the world were faced with, and then worked on some engineering design challenges to help address those things of, you know, getting access to water or energy or electricity, and starting to work on designs and apps that might address those for girls around the world. And we feel that, you know, not only is it great for our girls, but it'll be great for all of us. I think the more diverse perspectives and people around the table that are asking questions, trying to address the problems that we face as a world, and by having girls and women at the table and diverse groups at the table, we'll all benefit from that. And, you know, we know that, you know, there's such a huge need for, you know, more people with expertise in computing. You know, we're not going to be able to fill all the jobs in mechanical and other areas of engineering. Women are so underrepresented, and there's a great need there. So I think by looking to address the gender gap, we can really help girls as well as all of us. And I think especially for groups of girls that are from under-resourced communities or girls of color who are most underrepresented in STEM, this is really a great opportunity for us.
How do you all engage the girls? How do you get them to know about your program, like if they're in different communities that may not have access?
We really depend on teachers at our school sites to help get the word out about TechBridge, because we really want a diverse group of girls. So, you know, some girls, when they hear about the fact that there's this after-school technology and engineering program, they're really excited because they love doing it. But there's also a lot of other girls who will hear about the program and think that they're not good enough or smart enough to be in it, or may even think it sounds like something that's boring or for boys. But if a teacher encourages them, or if a parent says give it a try, they're likely to come through the door the first day because they have to, but afterwards, because of the projects and the social climate in the program, keep coming back. So I think it's really important, especially to reach out to parents to really help them realize how they can support their daughters in science and engineering, and look for those after-school programs or summer programs, or do things together as a family to support their girls' engagement in the subjects.
That's wonderful. And I really want to invite the listeners to share this broadcast with your community, with parents, with girls that may be interested or may not be aware of the career opportunities in STEM, in STEM careers. Linda, How are you guys going to expand the program?
We're expanding in several ways. We've put so much time and resources into developing our curriculum and our model. We want to be able to impact so many girls beyond those that are in our local community. So we've got a partnership with Girl Scout councils around the country and have been working with 17 councils to bring them programs in a box where they get to bring engineering and science activities to girls and have training for adults that might not be so comfortable with engineering, but with a little bit of support can introduce it. So that's one way for girls around the country to get exposed more to some of our resources. We also have got curriculum that we have and share, and in the summer each year we have a summer institute that people from around the country can come and participate in and get a little TechBridge exposure with our hands-on projects and then go back to their communities and, you know, start programs at schools or in after-school programs or at museums to bring more engineering and science to girls around their community. And we're really excited that we have got a plan to expand to new cities in the coming years and are planning next year in the fall of 2014 to expand to Seattle and looking to expand to two additional cities over the next 5 years.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And hopefully we can help get the word out through this episode as well. Janet, from a business perspective, when we come back from break, what I'd like to talk about is what other skill sets do the girls need besides the technical pieces that will help them have a productive career, regardless of which industry and so forth that they go into. I want to kind of unpack that area a little bit. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we're going to continue to talk about promoting STEM career options for girls. Stay tuned.
Do you have professionals waiting to get a seat in a required acquisition course? Why not bring DWEA certification courses to your local community? Financial Voyages LLC is partnered with the Department of Defense's Corporate University, Defense Acquisition University, DAU, as a certified equivalent provider offering DWEA certification courses. Call us at 770-379-0950 to discuss the benefits of becoming a local host organization for DWEA certification courses by Financial Voyages LLC, or go to www.teamfv.com. Do you, like most Americans, spend the majority of your life at work? Are you making it the joy that it deserves to be, or are you feeling drained and unfocused? Tune in to A Great Place to Work with hosts Kurt Kaufman and Dr. Kathy Sorensen. Your hosts have more than 30 years of experience in workplace consulting and are ready to bring you the secrets and success stories of businesses who are making their business a great place to work. Listen every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel and enjoy a better workplace and a better life. In sales, are you a lion or a vulture? Lions don't wait, they just go for it. Vultures hang around until the lions are finished and just pick up the scraps. How can you set yourself apart as a lion? Join the other aspiring sales lions and listen to Forget Patience, Let's Sell Something with host Ty Maynard. You'll learn the tips and strategies of top sales professionals. You'll gain more clients at a faster rate and at higher margins. If you're a sales professional, business owner, or executive, listen in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. You are tuned in to The Future of Workforce Learning and Development. To reach Pamela Robinson or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to fvradio@teamfv.com. Now, back to the future of workforce learning and development.
We are having an excellent conversation on promoting STEM career options for girls. And Janet Hours from Chevron. Janet, one of the things that I wanted to kind of discuss is not just the technical side that the girls are learning by doing the hands-on projects, but also the other skills that are needed to be successful in business. How does that translate from the investments that are being made for STEM programs for girls?
So in addition to the technical skills that are required for these types of jobs and for really any of kind of the 21st century jobs, some other things that, corporations typically look for is leadership. They want to see that, you've taken the initiative, that you've demonstrated that you can be in a leadership position. That could be at a school function. It could be, you know, high school. It could be college. It could be any type of organization. But some type of, leadership demonstrated that that you can lead people. Critical thinking, problem-solving skills, those come with programs like this where you're given a project and you encounter a problem, working through that, figuring out what the next step is, what do I need to do, how can I solve this problem, what are the alternatives to this problem. That is a, I can't understate the importance of those types of skills. Too often we see young people come in that are very academically prepared. They're great at the academic part, but when challenged with situations, it's not clear to them how to proceed, and so require a lot of extra training and things coming into our corporation. So again, programs that expose them to critical thinking, problem solving. And then communications and presentation skills. Again, we all work in teams. Most things that happen at most corporations are done. You work independently, but you also work as a team. It's not in a silo. No one person is solving any issue. It's all brought to by a team. So you have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to present your ideas. Speak about why you think those ideas will work. So all of the soft skills, and you know, the obvious ones that sometimes aren't so obvious is coming to work on time, coming to work every day. You know, those types of skills that we take for granted. But so that's what corporations look for with these types of for future employees. And I know what I've seen with TechBridge, as well as a few other programs, is the girls are doing their hands-on projects, hands-on experiments, but then they're looking at how to refine and do them better, and then they're required to do a presentation in front of their peers, or in the case of TechBridge, family night, the girls have to present how they solved their in the case of the summer academy, how they solved their water problem. How are they going to get water from a well back to their village in their global camp? And they had to present that to a group of 25, 30 parents, wow. Which is that's a daunting task for a fifth grader. But these girls are, because of the skills that they've gained, in addition to the academic skills, they have the confidence because they report out and they do presentations.
That's what I was going to ask. Is that helping their confidence level as well?
It really does. And yeah. I think what's been great for us by having a partnership with Chevron and hearing from Janet what's important for, you know, employees in the workforce to have at TechBridge, we can start to build those skills and do it in baby steps. So we realize there's a lot of girls that are really scared about doing public speaking or asking questions. And so what we do is, over the course of the year, help build those skills over time. So, you know, maybe in the first few weeks, the girls are just having to present their ideas or show a design challenge to a partner. And then maybe the next month they're sharing it with a larger group, asking a question before the whole class. And then they're going to go on a field trip to Chevron, and they know in advance that it's going to be up to them to ask at least one or two questions of a role model on that field trip. So over the course of the year, we help give them lots of opportunities to practice their public speaking and to get feedback on it. and then to just, you know, get better at it. And parents will comment on how surprised, you know, and poised their daughters are when they see them at the family nights and how much progress they've made over the years. And for some of our TechBridge alumni who come back when they're in college, they'll mention the fact that, you know, they were so afraid and they hated having to speak up in public, but they realized once they got to college how beneficial it was to be able to do that in middle school.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. I want to turn the conversation to the support system. How do, and this is the question for both of you, Linda, Janet, how do we make sure that the girls continue to have a support system so they could sustain their interest in this? Because sometimes they may or may not be getting that support at home. So what are some of the things that parents can do or the community can do if there is a girl that may be interested to help support her through the whole process?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, what we realize, it really does take a network or a village to really support a girl, you know, from middle school through high school and onto college and into the workforce. What we do is to help girls and families really be able to be more assertive about looking for opportunities that are in their community and taking advantage of them. So there's lots of classes that, you know, introduce computer technology or engineering classes at museums or, you know, at universities. A lot of them have got scholarship programs. So even if a family doesn't have the financial means to pay for the courses, they're available for girls with limited resources. We encourage girls and families to look for role models. Role models really love to be able to help support kids. So by, you know, just going out there and asking and letting someone know that, you know, I'm really interested in wanting to know more about engineering, would you be my mentor or role model? They're likely to get a yes on that. Looking for groups for girls, it's great if they're able to find some programs where they can be just in the company of girls to explore these assets. Looking, like, during vacations, visiting college campuses and just getting on a college campus and seeing what's out there so that they can start to imagine a future on a college campus and start to, you know, feel like this is something that they want to work towards. Asking a teacher at a school or a counselor, you know, where can I go in the summer to take programs? What are classes that you recommend? Really kind of taking it upon yourself to look for those resources because they're out there.
That's wonderful. Janet, you want to add something?
Yeah, I was just going to add, we also support other organizations that may have a Saturday conference for girls. And so we're always sending it to Linda and her staff saying, you know, share with the TechBridge girls to get kind of the ongoing beyond TechBridge, here's other opportunities for girls. And if I can share just a quick story, we have one of our HR managers is on the board of TechBridge, and she was at a high school, an engineering program, the program I spoke about earlier, doing mock interviews. First of all, they help them write resumes and do mock interviews with the high school students in the engineering academy. And a girl in the engineering academy said since sixth grade she wants to be an engineer. So our employee asked, well, what happened in sixth grade? And she said, I joined TechBridge. So that was really inspiring, obviously, for our employee because she's on the board of TechBridge, and now she's volunteering at another program that we support that the girls now transitioned into. And recently we found out that the girl's going to UC Berkeley to further her post-secondary, first one in her family, and our employee has kept in contact with her and is supporting her through this transition period. So there's many different ways that that we stay involved with the students.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. When we come back from break, what I'd like to see also is how do we bring this full circle to make sure that the girls are giving back, and so they're passing that along and building their communities as well. We'll be right back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you have professionals waiting to get a seat in a required acquisition course? Why not bring DWIA certification courses to your local community? Financial Voyages LLC is partnered with the Department of Defense's Corporate University, Defense Acquisition University, DAU, as a certified equivalent provider offering DWIA certification courses. Call us at 770-379-0950 to discuss the benefits of becoming a local host organization for DWIA certification courses by Financial Voyages LLC, or go to www.teamfv.com.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Leadership is a vital skill set in today's competitive global economy. Being a leader is not enough. To succeed, you must optimize your performance and know how to imbue others in your organization with leadership skills. Practical, actionable leadership insights are the focus of Leadership Development News, hosted each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, by Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler on the Voice America Business Channel. Doctors Greenberg and Nadler, who coach global leaders on how to be most effective, will share their insights and contacts. The path to leadership excellence begins here.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You are tuned in to The Future of Workforce Learning and Development. To reach Pamela Robinson or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to fvradio@teamfv.com. Now, back to the future of workforce learning and development.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking about promoting STEM career options for girls, and we are so delighted to have TechBridge Girls and Chevron as a partnership. And before we went to break, we were talking about how do we make sure that we continue this life cycle of having the economic success from a career or from a business standpoint, but also making sure that we have that social impact of giving back and building our own communities. So, Linda, how do we make sure that the girls carry that on as they go on to university and throughout their careers?
I think one of our most exciting developments in TechBridge has been the fact that our TechBridge girls are coming back, and it really is coming around full circle. They realize how impactful a role model was in their career path, and, you know, they'll recount when, you know, when they're in college, they'll remember back to a sixth grade field trip and said, like, oh, I knew when I got there that's what I wanted to do and that's where I wanted to work. And they come back and during Christmas break or during the summer and say, you know, I'm free, I'm available, I'd love to be able to return the favor. So we bring them back to our TechBridge programs, and they talk with our girls about what they're doing and about the fact that they were a TechBridge girl when they were in fifth grade. And I think the fact that they're just one step ahead of girls makes them really powerful role models. The girls can really connect with them. You know, they've grown up in the same neighborhood. They've gone to the same school. They've faced the same challenges and now are being successful in college. So they are really just very exciting role models for our girls. So the girls want to know what college is like and, you know, what they should do while they're in high school to be able to prepare for it and are just really make a really personal connection that's been very successful for the TechBridge program.
That's wonderful. And I really think that just the investment in the girls, where it's giving them the confidence of doing something that they might not have thought they were capable of doing.
Right.
And also having that network in place.
And what's great we're finding with role models is that, you know, we always see the impact on our girls, but we hear from role models that they feel like they get more out of the experience than even the girls. It re-energizes them about their work or their studies, because as they prepare, you know, their message for girls, they think back like, well, why did I get into engineering, or, you know, why am I studying computer science? And they get excited again about what brought them there, and that passion boosts their morale. And I think for role models, too, it's really fun because we often bring them back in teams. So, you know, we've got some students, for example, at UC Berkeley, they get partnered with alumni and come back together as a team and do role modeling in TechBridge. So it's a chance for the alumni and the college students to network and connect with each other. So that's a great additional benefit for them. I think for some role models, they're able to really kind of develop leadership skills, work with other employees at their organization that they don't typically get to work with. So it's, you know, really a win-win situation for the girls as well as for the role models.
That's wonderful. Linda, I do want to ask you this, because with the expansion that you have to extend the program, what does TechBridge need? What do they need from the community, from businesses, from parents?
That's a great question, and thank you so much for asking that. We definitely need role models and corporate partners like Chevron that would, you know, open up their doors and continue to host field trips. Long-term commitment is really important. For Chevron and TechBridge, it's been great because this has been going on for so many years that, you know, we're able to build collectively and increase the success of our programming. For families, we really, you know, want parents of daughters to look for an opportunity like TechBridge and encourage their daughters to start the program and to stick with it. And then I think also from funders or corporate partners to help support the program. You know, with TechBridge, we're in under-resourced communities, so we're not asking the girls to pay for the after-school program or the summer program. So we have to rely on, you know, supporters like Chevron and other partners to help support the program. So funding is always really important for programs and nonprofits like TechBridge to sustain that commitment. And I think the other thing that's really important is for corporations to support their employees to do outreach. And, you know, more than just, like, saying that they want them to do it, but really to give them the time to be trained, to host the field trip, to go out into their community and really recognize the value of that.
Oh, that's absolutely great. And this is really what collective action is all about, is having that public-private community relationship to help solve some of these big problems that we're having. Janet, how does Chevron actually do that and encourage their employees to be involved? I was really excited to hear that you have someone even on the board of TechBridge as well.
Right. So we do several things. We make it really easy for our employees to be involved. Our group in public affairs sets up the field trip and then invite the role models in for TechBridge to train them. So we make it easy for them to get involved. We also encourage volunteerism broadly through the entire Chevron Corporation. We provide employees with, if they volunteer at a nonprofit, they get money, not for themselves, but the money goes directly to the nonprofit. So incentivize employees to, well, not really the employee, but for their nonprofit to get funding, or their school or any 501c3 to get funding simply by them coming to volunteer. It really is part of our corporate culture, and we encourage it.
That is absolutely wonderful. And as we start to close out, Linda, you were saying that, like, some of the materials, if communities were interested in maybe pursuing, making a connection with you,
sure.
Do you all provide the materials to them and the curriculum to them?
We do. If they want to contact us at our website, techbridgegirls.org, they can see the variety of resources that we have for parents and teachers and for girls, and we would love to be able to you know, help support their programming for girls and also their partnerships with corporate partners. And I guess the other thing I would really highly recommend, too, for anyone that's listening today to this conversation, to really think about, you know, the girls in their community who might not have an adult in their life who is supportive or able to, you know, show them the opportunities in technical and engineering careers to help support them, you know, whether it's inviting them to job shadow for a day or helping support them in an after-school program or take them on a field trip or support their school or after-school program that they're a part of. There's such a need in the community, and there's so many wonderful benefits that can come out of supporting those efforts.
That is absolutely wonderful. Ladies, I just want to thank you so much for making the investment, for having the partnership that you have, and really showing what the collective action is really about, and the social consciousness, Chevron, that you all have beyond your products and your services.
Thank you for inviting us on the show.
Thanks so much, Pamela.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you guys so much. And if you're listening again, please share the show. And so in your communities, with girls, with schools, so we can continue to spread the word, because this investment will come back to our communities. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you again for listening to The Future of Workforce Learning and Development. Please join your host, Pamela Robinson, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Have a great week.